Savior's Day. Dear brothers and sisters, I greet you as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad with the words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. I want to thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his student National Prison Reform Minister Abdullah Muhammad for the invitation to speak to the participants at the Nation of Islam Prison Reform Ministry Savior's Day workshop, Prison Health / Treatment, Justice or Else. I also thank the Nation of Islam Brother Gregory Muhammad, Prison Reform Ministry in the Delaware Valley for supporting the hearings on my behalf. On the move. On Savior's Day, we remember the extraordinary courage of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for speaking as he spoke, when he spoke, and where he spoke. The hells of North America, a message of freedom, justice, and equality. In the shadows of lynching trees, mass terrorist white riots against black life, and the open state policy of white supremacy in America. On May 29, 1959, the messenger said the following words at a speech in Washington, D.C. The church has failed you. Christianity has failed you. The government of America has failed you. You have not received justice from any quarter. As prophesied, you, my fellow black men, are a sheep among wolves. And as it is to be expected, every wolf is taking a bite at you. The messenger, 57 years ago. Look at us today. How little things have really changed. Tamir Rice, a child, is shot and killed by cops, and the city bills the Rice family $500 for driving his body to the morgue in 2016. When the messenger spoke in 1959, he referenced black men. But today we can say children, women, like Sandra Bland, dragged to prison for a faulty taillight, where she dies, heartbroken and alone. It is for good reason that the children are rising in the form of the Black Lives Matters movement, for they know in their hearts that black lives don't matter in America. I speak to you from Mahanoy Prison, northeastern Pennsylvania, and just days after the DOC released, under protest, its secret protocol, which decides when someone with hepatitis C can be treated with the new antiviral cures. State protocols required Hep C sufferers to have two symptoms before treatment. One, cirrhosis of the liver. And two, what they call esophageal varices, or, in layman's terms, bleeding from the esophagus, the throat. This came out in my hearing in a U.S. federal court, and if we prevail, some 10,000 men and women will get timely cures for hepatitis in Pennsylvania. Thousands. Regarding health issues in prisons, I must note the horrendous history of Philadelphia prisons, where for decades, doctors from University of Pennsylvania Medical School experimented on hundreds and hundreds of prisoners, mostly black men. They applied powerful chemicals to their bodies, injected them with toxic agents, and even drug them with mind-bending substances. The men got $10, up to $30 per experiment, unless they quit and got nothing. And honestly, these were poor men who were happy to get it, for it paid for commissary, candy, coffee, and cigarettes. They got pennies. But guess what the testers got? Rich. Dr. Albert Kligman, project head, became a millionaire, and U of P Med School got millions. In 1951, when Dr. Kligman first entered Holmesburg Prison, you know what he said? I saw, he said, an anthropoid colony. Anthropoid, meaning ape-like. Guess who tried to warn these brothers to stay away from these tests way back in 1972 and 73? Young members of the Nation of Islam, that's who. There are men today in their 60s and 70s who still carry scars and suffer crippling pain and diseases because of these experiments. Some men lost their minds and never came around. Real talk. If you doubt me, read Acres of Skin or Sentenced to Science by Alan Hornblum. Brothers, sisters. I want to thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his student National Prison Reform Minister Abdullah Muhammad for the invitation to speak to the participants at the Nation of Islam Prison Reform Ministry Saviors Day workshop, Prison Health / Treatment, Justice or Else. I also thank the Nation of Islam Brother Gregory Muhammad, Prison Reform Ministry in the Delaware Valley, for supporting the hearings on my behalf. I thank Sister Dr. Shabazz for her expert counsel and the brothers from the Sunni community at Mahanoy who washed my sores and wretched skin, who cared for me when I couldn't care for myself and were punished for it. And last but not least, Sisters Pam and Ramona Africa, who led supporters into a courtroom in Scranton, so many that it filled two courtrooms. One closing observation. Before I go, please. A U.S. Marshal at the courthouse told Sister Pam, "You know, I've been here quite a few years, you know, and since they opened this courthouse, and I've never seen anything like that, you know, that many people." Pam calmly responded, "You see it now, don't you?" Pam Africa, Minister of Confrontation, the MOVE organization. I thank you all. Assalamu alaikum. On the move. To quote John Africa, long live the power that pulls all things together. Long live John Africa. This is your brother, Mumia Abu Jamal.